We've introduced a number of new kiwaha, kupu whakarite and whakatauki in this book, and although we're not trying to be all cheesy and get you to speak in proverbs every time you open your mouth, I still think there's room for a few more, especially a few of our own kaitahu whakatauki.
Te kopa iti a raureka.
The small purse of raureka. This is a great kaitahu equivalent for the much-used whakatauki, ahakohe iti he paunamu. Even though it is small, it is paunamu. The point is, the old age argument that size doesn't matter, and although I'm not going to get into this debate at length, at its essence, it's the true value of all things irrespective of size. This whakatauki is often used when small gifts are presented that, despite their size, reflect a much greater sense of aroha and feeling, and therefore, worth. Raureka was the woman who is credited with introducing Paunamu to the east coast of Te Wai Paunamu. She carried her prize Paunamu from Te Tai o Pautsini in her kopa, or purse. The whakatauki was then derived from the fact that even though her purse was small, it contained a great treasure within.
E o moho.
A snack for the journey. This is a neat little whakatauki that was used for a gift of food given to someone for their journey, or refers to the provisions for a journey, and the moho is our rear manu that we also use for the series of these books, Te Hu o Moho. A northern version of this is o kaka, or o manapō. The whakatauki comes from the practice of these manu to keep little bits of food clenched in their claws to eat at a later time. This whakatauki is a great one to use for the tamariki when offering little snacks in the car or after school, or when giving them the odd treat as a means of getting them out of the house for 10 minutes apiece, with the phrase, e o he o moho maho. Do you want a snack for your journey out the door?
Kanohi kainukere.
The eye to see the seal in the dark. This is a whakatauki that was used to refer to someone who had a keen eye or was good at seeing in the dark. It could be used for a nitpicker or someone who is really pedantic about picking up the little things, or just as a compliment for someone who can see the finer details.